Listen to your ag programming on your schedule. Check out our podcast at kkowam.com and click on the agriculture tab. Good afternoon, everyone, and market data is provided by Barchart. In cash cattle, there was just a little light cleanup trade reported on Friday at generally steady money with the rest of the week's business. And we had those live sales in Kansas at $96 to $97. No sales were reported in Texas or Nebraska. Friday's slaughter was 113,000 head, even with last week, but 2,000 smaller than a year ago. Saturday's kill is estimated at 51,000 head, bringing the weekly total to 638,000, 8,000 below the prior week, but 5,000 more than 2019. And beef cutouts closed mixed, with light to moderate box movement. At the mercantile, live cattle for August at 102.82, up 110, October at 107.87, up 112, and December at 111.55, a gain of 110. Feeders for August at 144.67, up 165, September at 146.22, up 180, and October at 146.65, a gain of 212. Lean hogs for August at 52, up 57, October at 49.62, up 130, and December at 50.37, a gain of 60. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat for September at 531 and a quarter, up 1 3/4, December at 538 and 3/4, up 2 3/4, and March at 545 and 3/4, a gain of 3 1/4. Corn for September at 316, up 1/4, December at 327, a gain of 1/4, and March at 338 and 1/4, unchanged. Soybeans for August at 897.5, up 5 3/4, September at 890.25, up 3.5, and November at 892.5, up 4.25. Soybean meal for August at 289.30, down 50, September at 291.20, off 130, and October at 293.40, down a dollar. Soybean oil for August at 30.91, up 93, September at 30.47, a gain of 58, and October at 30.51, up 59 cents. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, wheat for September at 442.5, up 2.5, December at 453, a gain of 2.5, and March at 463 3/4, a gain of 3. And that's been the closing markets for Friday, July 31st. I'm Jack Kennedy Jr. for the 4 State Ag Leader, 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.